Annika Babineau is a standout performer for the Sioux College Cougars women's hockey team. The 18-year-old right winger has 6 goals and 2 assists for 8 points in 10 games as the Cougars prepare for the second half of the 2024-25 American Collegiate Hockey Association Division II season. The team had recorded 9 wins and only 1 loss as the players split up before the Christmas break. The Cougars women's hockey team won back-to-back AHCA Division II championships in 2023 and 2024, exciting not only the Sioux College athletic world but also the broader community. Now the team is going for the three-peat. That's a lot of pressure and a lot of expectations for the team, but it's fun to have those goals to work towards and meet those expectations. I like it. We're doing great, Babineau told Sue today of how she feels about being on the Cougars team. As for her goal-scoring prowess, it feels amazing. I never get tired of that feeling, Babineau said of when she puts the puck in the net. My favorite NHL player is TJ Oshie, a Washington Capitals right winger. We have similar playing styles. When I was younger, my coach at the time introduced me to him and he said that we're both very hockey smart. We know where to be and where everyone else is going to be. That's a statement that her coach, Brianne Schunach, agrees with. Annika is the kind of player you trust in big moments. She's calm, makes smart plays, and always seems to be one step ahead. What sets her apart is her hockey IQ and her smooth style. There are many times I look over at the other coaches and ask, how is she able to make that pass, or how does she make it look so easy? Her style is something the entire team benefits from, Schunach said. The team's 2024-25 home opener on November 30th at the Northern Community Center created a buzz in the Sioux. The 2023-24 National Championship team was honored for its 2024 AHCA National Championship win with a banner-raising ceremony. The 2024-25 Cougars won their home opener, defeating the Niagara University Purple Eagles 3-2. It was great. It was a surreal moment because it's what you always dream of, going on the ice and having people cheering for you. It was especially great for me because I was on the starting lineup, Babineau said. Born and raised in the Sioux, Babineau started skating at the age of 4 and began playing hockey with the Sioux Female Hockey Association Timbits team at the age of 6. As she grew, Babineau played with SFHA Wildcats and Junior Greyhounds girls teams. She also played with Cora Collegiate's girls' hockey team in her last 2 years of high school. My dad got me into competitive hockey when I was young and encouraged me to stay with it. My friends have played a big part in my choice to continue my hockey career. I've played hockey with my teammate Matea Glavoda all through my life, Babineau said. Apart from her skill on the ice, Babineau is pleased with her own resilience in the face of personal challenges. I got pretty sick in early 2021 and I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. I lost a lot of strength and it was hard for me to keep up with everyone in hockey, so it was a really good achievement for me to bounce back from that. I worked extra hard to keep up with everyone. After I got diagnosed, I came back from that and continued my hockey career. That was important for me and I'm really proud of that. It's definitely a challenge, but it's getting easier as time goes on. Young female hockey players such as Babineau are looking at the new professional women's hockey league with pride and inspiration. I think it's amazing not only for those women playing now but also for the young girls that are just starting in hockey, she said. It gives girls something to look up to. When I was younger, the farthest you could go was to play in college, which I like, but there wasn't a lot of professional hockey for women after that. The league gives girls an end goal to push toward in their young careers. I like that. She lists Sarah Nurse as a source of inspiration for herself. I feel she's done so much for women's hockey. She's one of the well-known faces for the PWHL. Nurse has a long list of professional accomplishments that includes being a key player with medal-winning Team Canada squads at the Winter Olympics in 2018 and 2022 and playing with the PWHL's Toronto Scepters. Babineau enjoys playing under the guidance of Cougars coach Brianne Schunach. She's really open to what we think and she likes to hear from us. She's done a really good job at keeping things on track and professional, but also we have fun. As a Sioux College student, Babineaux was registered for the Police Foundations program but switched to the Social Service Worker program before the 2024-25 school year began. I thought police work looked interesting. I watched police shows on TV and I thought it was pretty cool. But at the last minute I thought, maybe it's not the same as what it looks like on TV, Babineaux said with a chuckle. She stated that she switched to social work out of a passion for helping people. I might continue and study psychology and social work would be a good starting point, Babineaux said. The first-year student enjoys Sioux College. It's near my house. It's a smaller campus, but I like it that way. It's a nice community. Babineaux has a wide range of athletic experience. I've played a lot of sports throughout my life. I played basketball, baseball, lacrosse, and volleyball. My two main sports were always hockey and soccer. I played competitive soccer for quite a while, but I wanted to focus on hockey. She stays fit by working out at the gym a few times a week and hiking with family and friends. I really enjoy playing hockey because it's helped me gain so much more knowledge about life, on and off the ice. It's taught me life skills. I've gained so many forever friends through hockey and have so many nice memories. Hockey helps me take my mind off the outside world and what's going on. It helps me focus only on what's happening on the ice. The Cougars resume the 2024-25 season with a road game against University of Michigan Dearborn on January 10.